trees in the park, man, and it's going to be hot outside, so I don't know. She's going to sing Burn It Down, and I'm sure it's going to be taken well, but in the back of people's mind, they'd be like, really? Okay, so you couldn't sing an air-conditioned song? Okay, Lexi, Burn It Down. It's the Katie Bo Show. Ladies and gentlemen in the studio with me, she is a blessing, and she is here, Vita Hallelujah Howard, with the Entertainment Report.
Katie Bo, how you feeling?
I'm very well.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're having a happy Monday. Now, look here, Marvin Sapp just released a sneak peek of his show, Marvin Sapp Single Dad. Now, camera crews have been following Dr. Sapp, him and his children, as he maneuvers through life as a single father, and also, obviously, the transition for his kids. Now, when you watch the promotional video, you can kind of catch Praise 102.5 in the background. You saw that? Yeah,
vaguely.
Yeah, you saw it.
You know what messed me up about it, though? Honestly, it messed me up when he started talking about his wife and he teared up.
Yeah, that's too much. I can't. Yeah,
it kind of got me a little
bit. It's heavy. Yeah, it's heavy. It's heavy, but it's life, so that's what they're showing. So, now, of course, cameras were following him when he was in Atlanta the day his album came out, when it hit stores. So they are still shopping it to TV networks. So hopefully it will find a home by the fall and we can be checking out Marvin Sapp Single Dad. Now, unless you've been in hiding the last week, you know the Summer Olympics opening ceremony kicked off on Friday in London, England.
I knew it was coming.
You knew that was coming. I'm glad. Well, follow me, man. Across the pond there. It was an absolutely amazing spectacle as the world comes together for a little bit of friendly athletic competition, yeah? Even 86-year-old Queen of England got in on the fun, appearing in a spoof with James Bond. Now, it still tickles me to see the Queen carrying her pocketbook like Aunt Esther.
Oh, Wanda?
Doesn't she, though, making faces at all the fish-eyed fools and such over there? Now, yesterday...
Change before I give you praise for that, because that was actually pretty good.
Oh, thank you, thank you. You're going to bring it back to America, do you mind?
Still doing it,
Can we bring it back to America? Thank you. Yesterday, the U.S. men's basketball team opened up with a win over France, 98-71. They stomped them. And their French fries, but it's okay. Before they headed back to the locker room, the whole U.S. men team took a turn to who? First Lady Michelle Obama. She was first row. They went over there and she gave the entire team a hug.
How about that?
Isn't that precious? Now, one of the pictures, Auntie Michelle looks like she's giving Kobe Bryant a little advice. She looked like she's saying, pass the ball, boy. I'm going to post a picture. She looked like she said, I told you, you pass the ball next time. Now, speaking of Olympics, Praise 102.5's Marathon Annual Concert taking place this Saturday. That's right, Praise in the Park, Saturday, August 4th at Centennial Olympic Park.
Nice.
12
segue.
Noon. That's all right?
Very good.
I'll be putting it together with the help of the Lord.
Yeah, jump for yourself. Why not?
Okay, now here. You guys come out. Great people, great music, great location. We're going to have a great time. I want to see you there this Saturday. I'm Vita Howard. Check out information on Praise in the Park, the latest episode of Ha Hallelujah, and this very entertainment report. Where?
Right here.
On MyPraiseATL.com.
There you go. In 6 minutes, Hezekiah Walker. Faithful is our...